An emergency savings fund is essential to avoiding unplanned debt and a downward financial spiral. Although it can be difficult to stay afloat, I'd like to stress the importance of preparing for emergencies financially. Hi, I'm Julie Smith, Family and Consumer Science Agent with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Today, I'd like to share some tips with you on how to get started with your savings plan. Number one, start small. No matter the amount, anything you have saved for emergencies is better than nothing at all. Starting with just $10 per week will get you to $520 in just 1 year. Number two, don't touch. Although having extra money can be a temptation to spend, consider your emergency account off limits to anything other than an actual emergency. If you use your fund for unplanned car repairs or medical bills, treat it as a loan and rebuild your savings as soon as possible. Number three, find creative ways to grow your fund. From picking up additional shifts at work to having a garage sale, the more you can add to your fund, the better you will be prepared for financially. Research shows that anxiety levels drop significantly for those with enough funds to cover items such as an insurance deductible or unplanned home repair. Planning will allow you to avoid unplanned credit card debt and high interest. This has been Julie Smith with your Extension Bank.